AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we are on a Friday live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, blazing 5 picks in an hour. I think they're the best lines since like week 4 or 5. I've got one of my favorite bets of the year. I cannot wait. Joy Taylor, a Pittsburgh girl watching what was for about an hour and a half a disaster and then became really, really interesting at the end.
It was definitely a tale of two halves.
It was.
But look, it was an exciting game. We know where Pittsburgh is right now.
Yeah.
What more still can you ask for? You're still in at the end of the game. Last second, great defensive play. But I think we learned a little bit.
Yeah, let's start with that. It's been an NFL season with a lot of weird games. Major upsets. Jacksonville beats Buffalo. We've had overtime games. So many thrilling finishes. Last night, though, that was the truest game of the year. You really got a game that personifies both these franchises. Minnesota, a lot of talent. Their stars shined. Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, and their quarterback shrinks in standalone games. And they had it won and almost gave it away because all Minnesota games look like this. They're all like this. They dominate early, almost blow it. They struggle early, almost win it. That's exactly what the Vikings are. And you know what? That's a lot of what the Steelers are. Mistakes cost them the game. But let me talk about Big Ben. And that was one of the most prideful performances I've ever seen. Big Ben makes mistakes. Big Ben's imperfect. Big Ben's offseason. Big Ben's age always an issue. But he sat in that pocket and overcame his organization. How many times did the Vikings have a safety or a linebacker that got a running start unblocked and bury him? Chase Claypool's silly mistake early, silly mistake late. The offensive line was brutal early. The defensive line was embarrassing. As Troy Aikman said, there are 10-yard holes. So Big Ben sat on the sidelines, watched his defense give up big yards, big chunks, and with all the pride in the world, he tried to bring him back. And he almost got there. And I've been critical of Big Ben, and I don't think he has much in the tank, but that was impressive. I'm not sure how many quarterbacks in this league could have safeties, and I'm talking Pro Bowl safeties for the Vikings and Pro Bowl linebackers for the Vikings, get a 10-yard running head start, bury Big Ben. He's a 6'5½", 260-pound man, and was wincing for large portions of the game. The center wouldn't snap him the ball, and Chase Claypool's being goofy. And I mean, you could blame a million things, and this has always been my thing on the Steelers. I never doubt the talent. I never doubt their ability to compete. They're one of the great count-em-out underdog teams in the league, but I feel like half the time they're overcoming themselves. And I don't know what the succession plan is for Pittsburgh, but I know this. Murphy, whatever that guy's name is, Dwayne Haskins, and the other backup,
Mason Rudolph,
they wouldn't give you that last night. That second half would not look like that. That game is 45-7 with those guys. The ability for Big Ben to stand in that pocket and take hits, yelling at Tomlin on the sideline, come back, and almost get us to an overtime. An inch away, if not for a great play by a Vikings safety. So, you know, my takeaway is that was the truest game you could have. All Viking games are sort of like that. And the Steelers, the legacy of Ben and the Steelers with Tomlin and Ben's going to be they can play against anybody and they can lose to anybody. And they can be terrible in one half and heroic in the other, and that's exactly what they were. And for the record, and we said this yesterday, the Steelers are still in it, and the Vikings crept back into it. So the game really didn't have huge influence because Minnesota, I mean, the NFC, right now 25 of 32 NFL teams are still in it. You take out the Jets, the Jags, the Lions, the Texans. I mean, even Seattle and the New York Giants are still in it. But I sat there and I watched Big Ben, and I'm like, listen, man, he doesn't have much left. That he emptied the tank last night. Big Ben emptied the tank. Very impressive, especially late. And here's his coach.
Well, just to be blunt, man, we're getting handled up front on both sides of the ball, and that makes it difficult. It makes it difficult to do what we desire to do. We were not good in that area. We were JV again tonight. And I'm talking about up front on both sides. We lost the battle in the line of scrimmages, and that's football. We make no excuse. It is what it is.
Not sure what their succession plan is, but nobody else on that roster could do what Big Ben did last night. Very few quarterbacks in the league could do what Big Ben did last night. Take that beating in that hole and almost rally them back. Tip of the cap to Ben. That was really impressive. This wasn't. The Lakers are in the weakest part of their schedule. And last night, they not only lost to Memphis, but Memphis didn't have the great Ja Morant, their best offensive player. And they didn't have Dylan Brooks, their best defensive player. And they still beat the Lakers soundly. I've always said this. Deciphering good from very good or very good from great, it's tough. You know, you've watched these musical shows and people clearly have a competent voice. Are they good or are they very good? Are they very good or are they great? It's hard to decipher. It's situational. It's inches in sports. But weakness or bad is easy to spot. And the Lakers are a very mediocre defensive team. They're old. Their bench is old. Their starters are old. And even the guys who used to play defense like LeBron are limited now because of his age. He's in his 18th or 19th year. So they just get beat down the court. If you spread them out like a Phoenix can do or a Golden State, they can't defend the three, nor do they shoot it very well. But here's something else that's really important. Some of this is on LeBron. Like, LeBron's the smartest Laker. He's probably one of the smartest basketball players in league history. And so what that means is you want LeBron to have the ball in crucial situations. Well, that means he's going to be the, you know, de facto point guard. Well, that means you move Russell Westbrook off ball to a two guard. Yeah, that's not good. So I talked about this when Russell Westbrook came over. He's great for providing production and minutes. But in crisis, you don't want him with the ball making decisions. You want LeBron with the ball, just like you wanted as a Laker fan, Magic with the ball. Just like in Phoenix, you want Chris Paul with the ball. Just like in Golden State, you want Steph with the ball. There are a handful of players in this league are super smart, highly functional, play well in crisis. It's like in baseball. Some guys shrink in the playoffs. Derek Jeter never did. Like, you want the ball in LeBron's hands in crisis for this team. And that means Westbrook moves over to the two. And that's not what he is. Now, the Lakers could have had Buddy Hield. Remember that? About the time they were going to make this move for Westbrook or Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield, all the talk was, go get Buddy Hield. And we said at the time, he's a good two. He's not a lead. He's a two. He's a shooter. He would be really nice on this team. And Buddy would understand. LeBron's got the ball. Buddy, you're the two. You're the off guard. But instead, it's Westbrook, and it doesn't work. Last night's prime example. Plus minus, LeBron plus two, Westbrook minus 16. Westbrook's one of the worst plus-minus guys on this team. It's not to say he's not a Hall of Famer. It's not to say he's not fun to watch. It's not to say he doesn't work hard. Not to say he's not passionate. I don't want Westbrook with the ball in crucial situations if LeBron's on the same roster. So a little bit of this is on LeBron. And unfortunately, you're asking LeBron now to play like 37 minutes. This is not. See, this is the problem. Is that you're asking LeBron, because he is the smartest ball handler, the best guy in crisis, he's got to be on the floor or nothing works. This is my Seattle Seahawks criticism for years. I've said, Russell Westbrook, what do the Seahawks do well that's not connected to him? He gets hurt, nothing. Comes back, still hurt, nothing. This is the Lakers' problem. As you get into the second half of the season in the playoffs, it's all about crucial possessions. What do the Lakers do well when LeBron is not in the game and doesn't have his hand on the ball? Nothing. It is a big problem. They jumped to a lead, lost it, and lost to a mediocre team without their two best players, Frank Vogel, afterwards.
Are you surprised that a veteran group would show that kind of like send that casualness and that let up in that moment?
I wouldn't say I'm surprised. I've seen it happen with our group this year. You know what I mean? We have to keep our foot on the gas and continue to play. You know, you would hope that it's not like that, that's not the case. But, you know, we have seen it with this group.
I don't think it's a they don't keep their foot on the gas. I think it's a when LeBron's not running the show, they're not built for situational greatness. It's not a shot at Westbrook. It's his career reality. Chip Kelly to Oregon. Rumors are heating up. I've got thoughts on that. Is Tua proving me wrong? Blazing 5 in 45 to 50 minutes, and Mike McCarthy's making predictions he should not.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
If you ever wanted to make your home feel safer, 40% off, Simply Safe now. My listeners only, SimplySafeColin.com, C-O-L-I-N, indoors, outdoors, sensors, windows, doors, everything protected. So, you know, I hear a lot of this all the time. Colin, Tua is very good now. You didn't like Tua. He's a franchise quarterback. What do you say now? I say the exact same thing I tell everybody when they ask me about Tua. You can win games with Tua. There's three quarterbacks in this league, and they're all very similar. Mac Jones, Tua, who's a left-handed Mac Jones, and Teddy Bridgewater, who's an older Tua and Mac Jones. I really believe that. Is that they're lower ceiling athletically, not going to do anything off script, but smart, accurate, and don't turn the ball over. And all three have a great defensive coach. Vic Fangio, Brian Flores, and Bill Belichick. You can win games with these three quarterbacks. I would ask you, is that the goal? Tim Tebow won 7 straight games. Tim Tebow won a playoff game. What's the goal? In the last 5 weeks, Mac is 5-0, Bridgewater's 3-2, Tua is 4-1, and Tua win again this week. They play the Jets. All of them, almost no turnovers. All of them, accurate. All of them, take few chances and let defense win. You can win a lot of games like that. And New England and Belichick may be the exception, but your defense will never be great always. Because there'll be cap casualties and injuries and free agency signings. And so at some point when you have a quarterback, you're going to have to win with shootouts. Russell Wilson came into this league and could play one way, and now the Seahawks have the 31st best defense, and he has to play another way. But Russell Wilson has the ability to play both. Keep it safe or win a shootout. Tom Brady has mostly had great defenses. Aaron Rodgers hasn't. But Aaron wins a lot of shootouts, and so did Tom. Tua's not going to win you shootouts. I don't believe Teddy Bridgewater wins shootouts. It's yet to be seen with Mac Jones. But the question is, what are your standards? Winning games? Some franchises, maybe that's good enough. It creates stability. I don't question that Tua can win games. I don't. To me, he reminds me so much, went to the same school, of a left-handed Mac Jones. It's not the question. That's why I've always said that's the question in Cleveland with that quarterback. It's not about winning games. What happens when you pay Tua and pay Mac Jones? And what happens when you pay Teddy Bridgewater? Teddy Bridgewater went 5-0 in New Orleans as a backup on a backup salary. Teddy Bridgewater with a great defense. You win a lot of games with Teddy. And now you got to pay him a little bit in Denver. And you got to rely on him a little more. Not the same. That happens when you pay Tua, when you pay the Cleveland quarterback. I think Mac Jones right now is a nickel. He costs nothing. But you're not going to keep a Judon. You're not going to keep a Kendrick Bourne. What happens when you have to let go of a great right tackle? It's not franchise quarterbacks. There's two standards. There's can win you games. That's Kirk Cousins. And can win shootouts, big games against other great quarterbacks. I still, long-term, don't know if Mac Jones can do that. I don't. I want to see him in a shootout, maybe on the road with Mahomes. I want to see him in a big game against Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. I already saw him against Brady, lost. Already saw him against Dak, lost. He's a rookie. I get it. It's not about being a franchise quarterback if you really have high standards. Once you pay all these guys, then it changes. Right now, the minute you had to pay Teddy in Denver a little bit, not big, but a little bit, wins are harder to get. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, a big divisional matchup this weekend in the NFC East between the Cowboys and the Washington football team. The Cowboys have a 2-game lead over them right now in the division, and the two teams face off on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Mike McCarthy, feeling really good about his team's chances.
you know, we're going to win this game. I'm confident in that. I mean, what am I supposed to say? Yeah, I fully expect to win every game I've ever competed in. I mean, that's what sports is all about. That's what the NFL. I trust me, I understand how hard it is. We're clearly planning on going, to Washington to win the game. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
I worry
I don't know
about
what the question was.
Yeah. I do. Everybody's got this as a big topic. It's fine. I take nothing. I think the bigger question is Tony Pollard's dinged.
Yeah. So Tony Pollard has a torn plantar fascia.
Yeah. So he's not going to be at
100%. His left plantar fascia. During his big run against the Saints. So he was a non-participant in practice.
Didn't practice all week.
It's going to be a game time decision.
And Zeke's probably 75-80%. So.
And Micah Parsons has a hip injury.
Yeah. So I just, here's my thing. I don't care if coaches say that. What I do worry about, I think it's interesting. It's going to be a Dak game. Because he's not going to have a great run and support, so they're not going to run for 100 yards. And Dak's record is 6-17 in the NFL when he didn't get 100 yards rushing. Most of those wins against junk teams. So this is going to be – now, do I think Dak's better than Taylor Heineke? Yeah, but this is going to be a Dak game. And they are healthy at wide receiver, so I suspect the Cowboys will win and win by a touchdown. But this is a really good game to watch if you're a Cowboy fan because you're not going to give him 100 yards rushing. And that's where Dak struggles. So they're going to need Dak to kind of carry it this weekend. And that's for the critics of him. I'm one of those. I'm always like, listen, there's one thing to be better with a good run game. Everybody's better with a good run game. There's another thing to rely on it. Like Aaron Rodgers is better with a great defense, but he wins without it anyway. He doesn't rely on it to win games.
Well, Washington's trying to make the playoffs, and they've won 4 of their last 5. Now, yes. Dak is 7-1 against Washington in his career. And yes. The Cowboys are favored by 4.5 this weekend, according to Fox Bet.
I think they're going to be 9-4, Washington 6-7. I think Dallas, I mean...
This is a huge game for Dallas.
Oh, they pull away. Win the division.
Yeah, they win the division.
Boom.
They remove all doubt as far as that goes if they win this weekend. Now, everyone's very, 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 very high on Washington right now. And look, they're rolling. You won 4 of your last 5.
But they've beaten bad teams. They're not beating great teams.
They lost to the Broncos, and then they beat the Bucks, which is a good win. They beat the Panthers, Seattle, and then the Raiders last week.
No, it's not great. I like Dallas in this game.
I like Dallas as well, but the Micah thing is not too troubling. Everyone's going to start to get banged up around this time of year. It's the running game that is concerning, as you mentioned, and the Cowboys are leading the division and would like to put some space between them and Washington. Yeah. So the Bills head to Tampa this weekend for a tough matchup.
Interesting.
Against the Bucs after that notorious loss to Mac Jones and his 3 passes.
And by the way, not only lost, but have been mocked by even their own media, ripped by the national media.
Yeah, I don't get that. I think 2 things can be true. I think it can be a great win for the Patriots, a signature type of win for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And it can be a regular loss for the Bills. Like, obviously, it's a division game. You want to beat the rookie quarterback at home. But the season's not over.
Okay. When Michigan played Ohio State and the weather was crappy, what did we all say? Advantage Michigan. Because C.J. Stroud was the best quarterback. Anytime there's bad weather, it benefits the less dynamic offense.
Right.
If Buffalo and New England played and it was 70, it'd be a different ball game. And so just remember, Michigan, Ohio State. The minute we saw snow, we're like, oh, this plays right into Michigan. It was sideways. So that weather is not fair.
Well,
it hurts better offense.
The weird thing is you play in Buffalo. So
right.
You probably want to build your team around where you will excel at home.
Running game.
And it tends to be rough weather in Buffalo. So they had a 4-1 start to the season, and they've gone 3-4 in their last 7. But Josh Allen says the locker room is not going to panic.
I mean, we're extremely hungry. I think there obviously is a sense of urgency of what we need to do. And again, there's no panic in our locker room. We're extremely united right now with what we need to do. We've had a couple really good days of practice and walkthroughs, and we're looking forward to going out there and getting a chance to play against the defending world champs and arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks, like I said, the greatest quarterback to ever play the games.
I like Buffalo this weekend.
I love how everyone has to we're so used to like kind of compartmentalizing the greatest, and now it's like, no. I don't want, he's absolutely the best.
Yes.
Let me just reverse on that. But You look at the Bills' remaining schedule, kind of interesting. So obviously, huge game this weekend against the Bucks.
Win.
But then they have the Panthers.
Win.
They play the Patriots again.
A win in better weather.
And then they have the Falcons and
win.
Jets.
Win. I think they're winning out. I think Buffalo's winning every game from this point forward. Every single game, most by blowout.
It's very aggressive. A
lot of Baylors on the Bills. I am not one of them.
I'm not bailing on the Bills at all. I could see them losing to the Bucks. I think that's reasonable. And then them winning out.
They're gonna end up with 12 wins. 11 or 12 wins. 11 or 12 wins. I'll say it right now.
Well, they better start this weekend against the Bucks. The Bucks are favored by 3, according to FoxBet. And we will get to the Blazing 5. I'm wondering if that's going to be in there.
Yeah.
So Oregon is searching for their next football head coach. And Mario Cristobal obviously left for Miami. And they reportedly reached out to UCLA and requested to speak to Chip Kelly about possibly returning to Oregon. Kelly was the coach of the Ducks from 2009 to 2012. He had a 46-7 record, won 3 Pac-12 championships, and made a BCS title game appearance in the 2010 season with the team.
Now, there's a real tricky situation here. If you wait until January 15, his buyout is zero. But right now, it's $9 million. Mm-hmm. So I think UCLA is making a mistake here. I really do. It's a basketball school. If you win 8 or 9 games in football, which is, by the way, they've got 8 wins.
Yeah, they're 8-4 this season. Yeah. He has an 18-25 record
Now, I think Chip's a really smart guy. He has a disdain for recruiting, which is why I don't consider him a great college coach. I think he's a good college coach, and I like him. But there's the saying, too, is you can never go home again. He was a little bit of a lightning in a bottle guy the first time at Oregon. Like, he caught the sport flat-footed. I mean, he was literally a snap every 13 seconds. Nick Saban was like, it's not healthy. Officials, older officials struggle to keep up. So he caught the sport totally flat-footed. So recruiting was less crucial.
Right.
I remember the game, Pete Carroll. These guys didn't know what they were seeing. Okay, the sport now has caught up to that. The Wildcat offense, by the way, for a year worked. Hiking the ball to a running back.
Those gimmicky things.
Run and shoot. They work briefly.
Yeah.
So now what is Chip Kelly as a coach right now? A really smart guy, a good football coach, and a below-average recruiter. So you're not – now, here's what Oregon's thinking. Cristobal is a great recruiter and has left the cupboard full of great recruits. So Chip comes in, he gives you his intelligence, and for 3 or 4 years, they're still relevant, they win games. And by the way, Chip's late 50s. He's not a lifer. He's not a Paterno or a Bowden.
Right.
He is out of this thing early 60s. So Oregon's probably thinking, listen, Oregon's not dumb. They know their program. He's not a great recruiter, but he enters a program that is stacked with the best roster in first or second best roster in the conference. And can you just use his system and his intelligence and just win games?
Not being a good recruiter as a
head coach of a college football program
is an interesting strategy.
It is. But even Clay Helton at USC, not a great recruiter, won early because he inherited Sark and Lane Kiffin's personnel.
Yeah.
So if you're not a great recruiter and you come in after a great recruiter, you can get some stuff done for 2 or 3
years. Well, also, Chip is also in the last year. He signed a 4-year, $23.3 million contract in November of 2017. So he's in the fourth year of his 5-year contract.
I wouldn't let him go, but I think UCLA's...
I would not let him go either. I think they're building. This was his first winning season at UCLA, so it takes some time.
Got to tear it down from Mora.
It's not the easiest school to get into. There are high academic standards, so there are some complications on top of just recruiting to UCLA.
And it's not
USC
a football school.
USC has Lincoln Riley now.
Yeah.
So it might serve in your favor to keep Chip Kelly there for UCLA, and this might just be a negotiating tactic on Kelly's part.
I know where Chip lives. He loves L.A. He and his wife, it's a very good fit for them. I think UCLA has got to be very careful here. I
agree.
You know, sometimes you have to be able to, what do they say in the NFL, Joy? You've got to be able to scout your own players before you scout everybody else's. Do you know your weaknesses and strengths? UCLA has got to scout themselves here. You have a great basketball coach. You may win the national title this year. I mean, really a great school. It's a great school. It's a great university, great facilities. It is not a football school.
And, you know, for some of the doubters of Chip Kelly, he's still a big name.
They beat an SEC team, LSU.
Yeah, LSU, who's ranked 16th.
Crush USC. They beat all their rivals this year. And offensively, they'll be better at quarterback potentially next year. So they've got some momentum going here. They won't be as good defensively, but you got to self-scout here a little bit, UCLA.
Yeah, it might not be the time to blow it up.
And by the way, many of the best candidates are gone now. Who's out there? Who is out there that's better than Chip Kelly today? Tell me. There's nobody. Not today.
Well, that's probably why Oregon's looking for him.
That's right. That's exactly right. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Our buddy Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback. He got a great story this morning, an article that details that the run game, it's a little bit of a renaissance with a run game. Now obviously, mm-hmm. you have to have the right personnel. But kind of explain to the audience, we saw it last night with Delvin Cook, why the run game is making a renaissance here.
Well, I mean, it's basically the premise of analytics, you know, and what we've seen in analytics in different sports, which is you're searching for inefficiencies. And what's the biggest inefficiency in football right now? Biggest inefficiency is run defense, because what teams have done is they built defenses to rush and cover to deal with spread offenses. What aren't you doing? You're not drafting 250-pound linebackers. You're not drafting 330-pound defensive tackles. And so, you know, what some of these teams have said is, if we've got a power running game, it's going to be really, really difficult for other teams to deal with it. And so you see New England, you see Indianapolis, you see San Francisco, you see Baltimore, you see even Philadelphia really leaning on the run game, knowing that, you know, some of these defenses just don't have answers for it. And you know what's really interesting about it, Colin? Look at the last few champions. Like, the last few championship teams, they've all had big backs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Leonard Fournette last year. 2 years ago, it was Damian Williams. The year before that, it was Sonny Michel in New England. The year before that, LeGarrette Blount for the Philadelphia Eagles. All these teams, they throw the ball well, but they also have an element of a power run game. And I think that that's what smart teams are doing right now. They're building that into their offense. I'm not saying we're going back to 1965 here, but they're building that into their offense because they know there's something that they can take advantage of league-wide and how defenses are built.
Yeah, this is a fascinating topic, because as the league is good, linebackers now look like safeties about 7 years ago. You got 200.
And safeties are converted corners.
Yeah. And so let's get big. That's why Derrick Henry now is like a refrigerator on the loose down a hill. He looks so much bigger than everybody. All right, Steve, I thought last night Big Ben was almost heroic. Lot of mistakes, huge deficit, and I don't know what their succession plan is. But Dwayne Haskins and Mason Rudolph are not giving me that second half. That I know. What did you take away from Tomlin, the Steelers, their mistakes, and Big Ben last night?
It just feels like they're in between right now
yeah.
and how they've built. They've got a bunch of players who are in their prime who I think are going to continue to be really good players. You know, your Minkah Fitzpatrick's, your TJ Watts, obviously he gets hurt last night, but he's in that category. You know, offensively, like Najee Harris looks like he's really going to be something. You've got some good young receivers in Diontae Johnson, and I know what he did at the end of the game was inexcusable, but Chase Claypool's in that group too. A couple good rookie linemen. So it feels like there's a team there that's building towards maybe opening up a championship window relatively soon, and you're going to have your quarterback going out the door. And so I think they're in an interesting spot going into this offseason. Do you go in on a Kenny Pickett? You know, they've been down this road before. They had a win-now team that Ben Roethlisberger walked into, so maybe that is a good situation for a rookie quarterback, the same way the Patriots situation was good for a rookie quarterback this year. Or do you, you know, act a little out of character and take a big swing on a veteran and go look at, you know, maybe a Deshaun Watson or a Russell Wilson or an Aaron Rodgers? I just think it's fascinating, you know, when you look at it, Colin, because really – this is a team that haven't failed to build the way that they built over the years. Like, it feels like now they're starting to get to a point where they've got a good core in place that can compete for a championship. You know, the question is going to be where they are at the most important position on the field after this year.
Well, we know, Albert, it is a weak quarterback class. My guess is Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay. I think he'd be nuts to leave. I like it. Now, Pete and Deshaun may be out there, but there's 9 teams that need a quarterback, 10 if he can't Matt Ryan. So Atlanta may draft somebody, but Matt's a cap hit, so he'll stay. So the question is, and I've said, I think Tua at times is a left-handed Mac Jones. Lower ceiling, very accurate. Mm-hmm. With a good defensive coach, you can win a lot of games with Tua. The question is, can he win shootouts? Can he go on the road against Aaron Rodgers? That's the question. So you tell me, what do your sources say? Yes, 2 months ago, we had Tua getting a U-Haul and leaving town. Where are they at now this morning with Tua?
I think that they're in the same spot they have been. Look, they've done a lot to help him. There's no question about that. And in Tua's defense, like, their offensive coordinator situation was a mess at the beginning of the year. And I think, you know, the emergence of George Godsey after about a month as the offensive play caller has made a huge difference. They've gone to a more RPO-based game. It's not all they do, but it's a big piece of what they do. And that's done two things. Number one, it's sort of masked the offensive line issue they have, which is still there. And then number two, it's what Tua did so well at Alabama, you know. And so they've gotten him going that way. And I think that they've sort of been able to dress it up in a certain way that works for Tua. Now, does that mean the flaws that we saw earlier in the year have gone away? No. I mean, there's a chance that teams catch up to what the Dolphins are doing now. And now Tua is going to have to learn to counterpunch again. Good progress over the last couple of months. I'm not sure that it's convinced anybody there, though, that they shouldn't be involved if Deshaun Watson's available again in February or March, especially if they don't make the playoffs. Because, Colin, if they don't make the playoffs, that's 3 years for Brian Flores and Chris Greer. And so I think they'd survive that because they've gotten hot here of late. But you aren't going to survive 4 years without making the playoffs. So they'd be going into the offseason with a lot on the line for everyone in that building.
Yeah.
And then the question becomes, isn't Tua good? It's, are you willing to tie your job security to
that,
Tua?
That's
where I think the decision to take a big swing on Deshaun Watson again could come.
Yeah. Now, good intel, as always, Albert. Finally, you know, we were saying this yesterday. I think sometimes it's hard to unsee greatness. So when Mahomes is throwing for 50 touchdowns, you can't unsee it. But the truth was, the following year, he had 26 touchdowns and really struggled the last five, six games of that year, and then he got hot in the playoffs. So my argument's been, you know, mechanically, he's always been inconsistent. That's what the scout said in college. He's always been a little bit of a streaky quarterback. We just can't unsee 50 touchdowns MVP because it was just, it was a fireworks show. It was the best fireworks show you've ever been to in your life. So in the last 8 weeks, he hasn't played well. Except the Raider game. He was amazing, and they play the Raiders again. So explain to me what happened in the Raider game, because that is a complete outlier for Patrick in the last 8 weeks.
There's been a blueprint, you know, drawn to some degree, in that most teams are playing too high against the Chiefs and saying to the Chiefs, like, let's see if you can go 10 plays. Let's see if you can go 12 plays. Let's see if you've got the patience to check the ball down. Let's see if you can go somewhere other than Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Let's see if you've got the patience and the consistency to do that. And I think that's caused them to struggle a little bit. It's cut down their possessions for sure, because that shortens the game. And the difference in that Raider game is the Raiders were the one team that didn't do that. The Raiders stuck to that Seattle type of defense that Gus Bradley's always run. And lo and behold, they explode for 41 points.
Yeah.
So it's something that the Chiefs have to figure out. And it's I think part of it's because there's been so much going on this year with that offense, right? You've got five new offensive linemen, and then there's this adjustment that you've got to make. And so, yeah, I think it's sort of on Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and Mike Kafka and all the guys that are working with Patrick, and it has been, to get him to take the easy money more often, because you do that, and then you're going to start to open up things down the field. So I think this is part of the natural maturation process for Patrick Mahomes here in year five, and he's going to have to get better at these things, because eventually the money he's making is going to wind up meaning there's going to be a little bit less around him on offense. So I think it's good long-term for Patrick Mahomes. The question is whether or not they can get it together. The good news, though, is the defense has really carried them through the last 5 weeks. They've held their last five opponents under 20 points, which is a pretty good streak for that defense that was, you know, under a lot of fire earlier in the year. And it sort of makes you wonder, Colin, you watched Alabama on Saturday, right? Like, we questioned them all year. Oh, wait, they're still bigger and stronger and faster than everybody. Like, I guess we're all waiting for that light bulb moment to happen, right? Like, where they flip the switch like Bama did. And it's like, oh, yeah, they're still better than everybody else. Yeah. Maybe it happens between the end of the season, but between now and the end of the season, we'll see.
Have a great weekend, buddy. Great to see you. Albert Breer, always great information.
Thanks, Colin.
You bet. He doesn't fall into, like, everybody now is like, two is great. And Albert's sources are like, yeah, they're still looking. And, like, that's why we bring him on. By the way, there are things in life I get and some things I don't get. I do not get stubborn men. So didn't he just give you, he laid it out for you. There's a way to play Mahomes, and the seven of the last eight teams have played a certain way, and it works. The Raiders, nah, stubborn. We're going to go back to the old way, and Mahomes lights them up. That's why that guy's an interim coach. That's why that guy's a special teams coach. Like, I don't get stubborn guys. I just don't. I don't. It's a it's a component to a male personality. If I can say to you, do this and win, or be stubborn and lose, there's only one choice for 90% of reasonable human beings.
Well, ego is undefeated.
It's unbelievable. Like the Raiders, there's a blueprint that they struggle with. We're not doing it. We're the Raiders. Oh, really? Not good the last 15 years. Congrats. I don't get it. You want to be an interim coach or a head coach? Because interim guys get stubborn. Head coaches, we want the big boy money? Want the big paycheck? Don't be stubborn. It's not that tough. There's a way to play Patrick Mahomes. For the record, I think they've learned that game will be closer than you think this weekend. The Vegas guys love the Raiders and the points. Not necessarily to win, but keep it close. There's a way to play them. Follow it. Just not that tough.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
So good to have you in. Blazing Five had a winning week last week, Joy.
I feel like I know two.
Oh, Joy. These are joy to the world. I feel like this weekend, there's three games I love, two I like. No. There's four games I really, really like. You know, it's hard to find five games you love. There's one I'm And maybe I'll give a cue that I'm on a game, but there's some I like multiple games. And that, by the way, that's not always the way it is. Sometimes there's bad number weeks.
Well, we're also seeing a much clearer picture of what these teams are at this point in the season.
So I love Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
And I love Bill Parcells. One of the highlights of my career, I had Bill Polian on. And Bill Polian, I was talking to him before I went on the air one time with him. He goes, you know, me and Parcells were talking about you golfing last week in Florida. I literally dropped the mic and left, went home for the weekend. I just had dreams of Parcells talking about me. So I love Bill, and he's bottom line. So both of them are talking about all this analytics stuff that started in baseball, moved to basketball, and now is in football. And Parcells, analytics love you to go for it on fourth down. And Parcells had a great line about going for it on fourth down. He goes, yeah, when I was coaching, I went for it in fourth down quite a bit. I wasn't doing it because of the percentages. I was doing it because I had Jumbo Elliott and Mark Bavaro as blockers. You could count on them. Jimmy Johnson came out and said the same thing. He said, I think the people are taking too many chances here. He said, you're forgetting about their team and their opponent. Some coaches fall back on analytics too much, and I feel like the risk-taking has gone to another level. It was really an interesting moment a few weeks ago on the Manning cast on ESPN. And Peyton Manning, you know, one of the smartest players ever. There was a fourth down. It was in the red zone goal, you know, fourth and at the 3 or 4 yard line. And Peyton Manning said on the air, just get the points. Just, it's been an ugly drive. It's inconsistent. Your offensive line's been very just get the points. The analytics, and I don't remember what the down and distance, but it was fourth down, I think, and it was short. And the analytics, all the analytic mavens on the internet who, you know, didn't play football are all like, go for it, go for it, go for it. And Peyton Manning brought up a very interesting part of analytics. And all these sports, all things have a whole. Analytics has a whole. They don't consider injuries and momentum and emotion. There are just times, there are drives. I am beating the man across from me. Let's go for it. I am beating him. There are other times, it is a fist fight. And frankly, the guy next to me got hurt, so I have a backup next to me. And also, fourth and two with Tom Brady against an average defense is different than fourth and two with a rookie quarterback and a slightly better defense. There's a lot of things. Basketball is a prime example. So you build analytics are great for the regular season. That's where I love them. But in the NBA, refs swallow the whistle in the playoffs. So a lot of those analytics that worked, you know, Tuesday against Denver in January, don't we work in June against the Bucks? Because now the refs let more go. It doesn't mean the analytics are worthless, but they get tweaked. In baseball, starters become relievers in the postseason. You go to your bullpen earlier. Now you're asking a starter to be a reliever. That's a different ask. It's different rest. You often go on short rest. So analytics are great in the regular season. They're a volume play. But the playoffs are about situational sports. And the NFL is the most situational of all time because you only get one game a week. So I like analytics for regular seasons, but you have to be willing. You go to playoff basketball, that's why Kawhi's so great. Analytically, get a bucket, get a stop. He doesn't elevate others, doesn't hit threes great, but he gets baskets and stops. And so I agree with Parcells on this. Don't overthink the room. Hour two next.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.